I sat on a PATH train headed across the Hudson to Hoboken from Lower Manhattan, my briefcase sat in my lap, jumping with my knees. Tucked behind my legs was the dreaded box, stuffed with the entire contents of my big corner office desk. Between my knees, I could see the photo of Katie and me on our honeymoon peeking out. We were smiling as we sipped coconuts on a beach on the island of Kauai. Katie looked like a supermodel in that photo, her blue eyes a rival for the sky, her skin so smooth and perfect, ruby lips quirked into a grin. Even after 2 kids and 12 years of marriage, my heart still fluttered at the sight of her, and not just because that picture was a time capsule from her youth. It was the same thing I felt every night when I came home from work and saw her again. I still couldn't believe that I got to share a bed with this woman. What had she ever seen in me? An English and business major from NYU with dreams of becoming an editor and maybe writing a book of my own. Not a bad career back then, the editor part, not the writer part, because how many people actually make a living from that? Maybe Katie had been smart enough to see my potential, but I think she was just one of those blissfully ignorant souls who gets married for love and never thinks about how much love costs. That's one of the things that attracted me to her the most. She was more interested in who I was as a person. Back then, that had appealed to my artsy romantic nature. Plus, I had no money, so I was definitely happy that she wasn't looking for it. When our son Alex was born, Katie quit her job to look after him. At that point, I had a world of financial pressure on my shoulders, but I did well. 5 years later, I was Logan Willis, executive editor at HarperCollins. We moved out of the city and found that idealized neighborhood with the white picket fences, the good schools, and the cul-de-sac where Alex could play. 4 years after that, Kate got pregnant again and we had Rachel. At that point, Kate gave up thinking about a career and settled into her role as wife and mother, while I settled into mine as Mr. Breadwinner. I know, that's all very traditional, but it worked for us and we were happy. Past tense, thanks to the dreaded box, and the fact that I'm on a train headed home an hour after lunch. You do the math. That math gets ugly fast. $160,000 a year before taxes equals $110,000 take-home salary. At 45 years of age, I figured I'd only need to work for another 15 to have retirement and the kids' college funds figured out. I did all that figuring in the back of my mind last week while sipping a $5 microbrew and flipping burgers for my 45th birthday barbecue. Now I had to do that math in reverse. How long does $45,000 in savings last when you're spending more than $6,000 a month? The answer is a little more than half a year.